Dark-ish Stories for a Scary Night by Keita Sparkles. Take a restless spirit, Halloween and revenge, and toss in some A-B themes and what do you get? That's all in this next story called Ghosts of My Past. Note: there are some offensive terms in this story referring to women. There are also some offensive religious references. The whole point is to show the main character is a jerk. Please make no judgment about the author based on the main character in her story. Ghosts of My Past. I love Halloween. You might wonder why. It's a kid's holiday and I am no kid. Well, it is like this. Halloween is the only time I can walk around among people uninhibited. Well, I guess after reading that, you'll need a little more explanation. Spirits are around you all the time. If you live in a city, you probably walk past them every day, and you might even see them. They look just like regular people, after all. All those stories about transparent bodies or carrying chains around or weird glowing auras are just that, stories. They just look like they did when they croaked. Spirits can make themselves visible too, and that works okay for about the first 10 years after their death. After that, the style of clothing or hair can change so much that most just don't do it anymore, because all in all, they don't like to be stared at. But once in a while, one will. You know that disco dude you saw yesterday? That was one. The old hippie last week? Yep. He was one too. And that is the whole problem, the clothing thing, I mean. Like all spirits, I'm somewhat stuck in what I was wearing when I died. Yes, if you are somehow stupid and haven't guessed yet, I am a spirit. I suppose you want to know about heaven and hell and God and all that crap. Well, for a while after I died, I did see a light. All that stuff in the silly movies with the dumb little blonde kid whining about going into the light really did have something to it. But my thoughts are that I wasn't such a great person when I was alive, so I'm in no hurry to go into any light and meet God now. If I screwed up and he is real, it's a little late for me to say, oh shit, I was wrong now. But back to the clothing. When I died 10 years ago, I was wearing a diaper and a t-shirt, and that was all. No, I am not a baby. I was 16 when I died. Heather, my girlfriend at the time, what a bitch she turned out to be, tricked me into it. I was always acting like I was all that around the bitches at school, and they decided to try to take me down for it. My parents were going away for a weekend, and I had the house to myself. It wasn't so bad that I threw a party, but I did invite Heather over, thinking I could finally get some, since we would have complete privacy. I had been going out with her for over a month now, and I figured I was going to make it with her that night. Well, she came over and she drugged my beer, and the next thing I know I am waking up tied spread eagle in my bed, stripped down to just my underwear. Or so I thought. It took a minute for me to get my bearings, but soon I realized I was in a t-shirt and a diaper. Heather and about a dozen girls who hated my guts were all there, laughing their asses off at me. They loved it. Well, I yelled and threatened a bit. What's the matter, Wayne? I thought you liked showing off your body to us bitches, Heather mocked me. They were taking pictures and the whole nine yards, and I wondered how I would ever live this down. I never thought I wouldn't get a chance to. The girls decided they wanted to make me wet my diaper, and maybe more. Let's just leave him tied up and come back tomorrow for him, one named Lindsay suggested. They all agreed.